This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. On this episode, we'll be taking a trip to East Africa. Here, we will get to listen to the story of Kibuka, the war god of the Buganda tribe. It was a sunny, yet very windy day. But there stood Kibuka in the fields looking frustrated. He looked tense and just kept scratching his left thigh vigorously before pulling out the loincloth that was beginning to dig into his buttocks. Returning his right hand to the wooden bow, held fast in his left grip, he adjusted the arrow in the nook before looking back down at the sheer expanse of tundra that opened beneath him. The wind whistled violently as it barreled across the grass several miles beneath him, forcing the slender blades to bow in obedience. The wind continued to roar as it steadily climbed upwards through the air, roaring like a maddened beast as it headed for the clouds on which Kibuka hid. "I am not grass," Kibuka mumbled, as the tufts of white began to drift eastwards. "You will not intimidate me." He stretched out his left hand in the direction from which the wind blew, and with a swift motion, cut it into two. The air currents immediately obeyed as they blew in diametric directions, their once ferocious howl reduced to a whistle. "You were never one for modesty." It was the voice of Mukasa, Kibuka's elder brother, playing in his head. Telepathy was but one of the numerous gifts the gods possessed, the ability to commune with one another regardless of the geographic distance between them. Kibuka's gaze returned to the mountainous landscape. "I thought we had agreed that I would not be needing your supervision, brother." He grit his teeth as the thunderous boom of Mukasa's voice resumed within his call. "You cannot blame me for wanting to keep an eye on you, especially given your erratic tendencies and importance of this task. You know very well that a human king will turn to another god if I am well aware of what it is I must do, Mukasa." Kibuka cuts in. "I'm to kill every male I find and avoid all contact with their women. Now, if you would be so kind, I must return to the hunt. The human prey would be here anytime now." For the next few seconds, silence ensued in the mind of the warrior god, and he could picture the dissatisfied look on his brother's face. "Very well," came the reply. "I'll leave you to it and look over that rise to your left. The hunting party should be there." A sudden gust whipped harshly into Kibuka's left ear, signaling the exit of the elder god. "Must you feel the need to control everything?" mumbled the warrior under his breath, as he wiped the rivulet of blood that trickled down the left side of his face. Pulling his skin-coated quiver to his side, he turned and aimed his bow at the embankment his brother had pointed out. "Come, savages," he whispered as he drew the bowstring ever so tightly. "Show yourself," he said. The first of the men stepped into his view, wearing a skirt made of goatskin strapped around his waist and carrying a sack draped over his right shoulder. He had lines drawn over his body and face in white chalk, patterns Kibuka had never bothered himself to make sense of. Seven more men girded similarly appeared over the horizon, all brandishing machetes, knives and bows. Their upper arms and necks were decorated with cowries and shells, no doubt amulets and charms they wore for protection from their respective gods. "Too bad they won't save you now." Kibuka loosened his grip around the tensioned string in his right hand and watched as the arrow shot through the air in the direction of the party's leader. Seconds later, the body of a hefty man fell backward and hit the earth with a loud thud. The black feathers at the end of Kibuka's arrow jutting out of his skull. The remainder of the group screamed as they scurried for safety, each unholstering whatever weapon that clung to his body. "Keep your heads down," bellowed one in his native tongue as he sought refuge behind a large boulder. "Until we find the enemy, keep!" An unceremonious whiz cut him short, causing him to stagger backward as an arrow embedded itself between his eyes.
"Utuga!"
called a third as he watched the eyes of his comrade lose their sight and his body fall limply into the mist-covered chasms beneath them.
"Cowards!"
shouted to others as they came out into the open and pointed their drawn bows at their surroundings.
"Show yourselves,"
the trio cried as they moved their weapons back and forth, unable to find the assailant.
"Come out of hiding and fight us like men."
Kibuka smiled from the overhead cloud that ensconced him. "I am no man. I am a god." He fired three arrows from his bow at the same time, instantly bringing his targets to their deaths. As he re-knocked his arrows, he caught three figures bolting in retreat from the corner of his eye. "Humans," he mused as he rose into a standing position.
"Do you think that I will leave any survivors?"
With one casual step, he fell off the edge of the cloud and plummeted towards the face of the earth, his clothes billowing frantically in the wind. As the ground rushed towards him, he lifted his left arm and calmly aimed at two of the retreating men before releasing the bowstring. The earth trembled on the impact of Kibuka's landing. A crater had formed around his feet, with cracks spreading out radically, and rocks that had stood there only seconds earlier were smashed in. Without pausing even for a second, Kibuka rolled forward as soon as he landed and dashed in the direction in which he had seen the last man run. Running past the corpses of the two he had shot mid-air, he picked an arrow off one of the bodies and guided it into his arrow. "Hurry," his clothes. Kibuka turned abruptly in the direction from which the whisper had come. "These fools," he thought. "They know nothing of the wind." Two fleeing figures came into view almost immediately, and in response, Kibuka fired his arrow at the more familiar one. A shriek rent the air as the second figure turned around, revealing the face of a woman.
"Please don't,"
she pleaded as she dropped to her knees. Kibuka felt his body for arrows, but found none.
"Where did you come from?"
he asked, as he inched guardedly towards the woman. "You were not with them earlier."
I was,"
she stammered.
"I only parted with the main group for a while to pick some herbs."
Kibuka pulled his knife out of his sheath. "I should slit your throat here and now," he said, as he raised the blade high into the air. Then he looked into her eyes, hazelnut eyes whose beauty immediately charmed him.
"But I won't," returning the knife to his sheath.
He seized the woman's arm and dragged her to her feet.
"Where are you taking me?"
she asked, as she stumbled over the corpse of her former companion.
"Somewhere where I can make sure you will not cause any trouble for me."
The pair walked until they came to a small hut in a large clearing, surrounded by clear skies and no trees.
"That is strange," noted the woman, as she looked up and noticed a lone cloud hovering above the hut. "The skies are empty. Why is that here?"
Kibuka opened the door to the hut and shoved the woman into its dark interior.
Remain here, he ordered, as he stripped himself of his weapons and threw them into the room. Then stepping back from the door, he added, try to escape and you die. The cloud descended and surrounded him before lifting him back up. As he hoisted farther and farther into the air, he turned around and caught a glimpse of the woman's astounded face before she slammed the door shut. That was exhausting. Kibuka had finished reporting to Mukasa when he collapsed on his back, the soft fluff of the cloud easing into his spine. He had narrated in detail how he eliminated all of the rebels, leaving out how he had rescued the woman. There wasn't any need to tell him that. He would never understand. He lay there looking up at the sky when he suddenly felt multiple presences closing in on him. What is that? He immediately sat upright and crawled to the edge of the cloud. Peering down below, he saw a group of about 30 men silently encircling the clearing. The others found me. Instinctively, he reached for his arrow, but remembered he left it down at the hut with the woman he had rescued. The woman! He looked over at the hut and saw its door wide open with no one inside and his weapons scattered on the table. Where is she? Then he found her. Leading the charge was a familiar slender figure. She walked with the men until they reached the hut, and she looked up and pointed at the cloud. Their eyes met briefly, and before Kibuka could tear his eyes away, he saw her lips mouth the words, "There he is! There he is!" Even with his godlike reflexes, he could do nothing before a blanket of arrows rose into the sky and blocked out the sun. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now. But I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit.fm.